You're listening to The Mark White Show.
That's a good how do you do.
The Waltons and Little House on the Prairie cast members are coming to Rogersville, Alabama on December 3rd and 4th, and we want you to join us. The North Alabama Christmas Market not only includes a special meet and greet with some of your favorite cast members, but includes a vendor's market with antiques, jewelry, clothing, handmade crafts, and much more. That's the North Alabama Christmas Market in Rogersville, Alabama, December 3rd and 4th. For more information, email gravelroadmarket@gmail.com. I hope you'll make plans to be with us.
J. Calvert Farm, located 3 miles south of Dodge City on Highway 69, exit 299 off Interstate 65. Give them a call at 256-636-2752. That's J. Calvert Farm in Dodge City, Alabama.
Bob Sykes Barbecue Restaurant has been a staple in Birmingham, Alabama for decades and is celebrating its 65th anniversary. This history is shared in a new book, From the Pit to the Plate, the story of Bob Sykes Barbecue by Birmingham author Nikki Sepsis. The book is a story told by the Bob Sykes family of how Bob Sykes Barbecue is much more than a beloved family business. It's a restaurant that honors a Southern culinary tradition of food and fire. Bob Sykes Barbecue also is a fixture in the greater Birmingham area and even beyond, bringing diverse crowds of diners from the metro area and all over the country to Bessemer every day of the week, except Sunday, for award-winning barbecue. For more information about Bob Sykes Barbecue, go to bobsykes.com. Sykes is spelled S-Y-K-E-S.
Sometimes life brings you a moment you always will remember. Some of nature's most beautiful creations, framed by places we know and cherish. And aren't we in luck that some of life's most memorable scenes are right here at home, all together at Alabama the Beautiful, the group on Facebook where the eye captures the moment, and it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out AlabamaTheBeautifulMagazine.com.
With 6 convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their 6 convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore, Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhome.
Hey, everybody, this is Darryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
This is Nico Johnson from Andalusia, Alabama, assistant football coach at University of Texas. Be where your feet are. You listen to The Mark White Show.
Hey, y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show, and one smile can make a difference.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White.
Welcome to another edition of The Mark White Show. I'm glad that you can be with us. The way that I find out a lot of these stories is through you. People share with me about the needs of families, groups, individuals, organizations, foundations. And I had a teacher last night reach out to me about Mr. Jacob Delaney from Trinity, Alabama. As soon as I found out about Jacob and read his story, joined the group and reached out about how someone could come on the show and talk to me. And Kirstie Marie Terry from Trinity, Alabama is on the line with me right now. And she's going to share about Jacob and his story as he battles Burkitt's leukemia. Welcome to the show, Kirstie.
Thank you.
Let's talk about this young man. He's a pretty amazing young guy, isn't he?
He is. I'm a little biased, but he is.
What's your relationship to Jacob?
He is my brother.
And how old is Jacob right now?
He's 12.
He's a big boy for 12, isn't he?
He is a big boy for 12.
I saw some of his sports pictures. He likes sports?
He does. He loves baseball. He had just started back. He was playing the fall season, and when he went back for his 5-year checkup is when they had found out that his cancer had come back, so he had to quit mid-season.
While we were celebrating the 4th of July in 2017, Jake was given a diagnosis.
Yes, sir. He was diagnosed at St. Jude, and it was the Burkitt's leukemia.
How does that hit a family when you get that diagnosis, unexpected, something like that taking place?
It hits pretty hard. I don't really think there's a way to describe how it hits or how it feels.
What were the first steps that you all took, Kirsty?
When after he was diagnosed, we came together as a family. We got a lot closer for sure. He was at St. Jude for 7 or 8 months. So first steps, I guess, was just kind of coming together as a family, other than lots of prayer.
How does that affect a family, being at a place like St. Jude for so many months? Now, we're talking about 2017, so prior to COVID, and people could come in and out. And so Jacob had people who could have been there with him at St. Jude,
right?
Different from how it was after 2020.
Right. 2017 and 2022 St. Jude are two different St. Jude, really. Back in 2017, my siblings and I could visit. Of course, Jake is 12. My siblings and I are all in our late 20s. And we all have children ourselves. Jake calls those his babies. His babies could visit. We could visit friends, family. Jump forward to today, nobody can visit. I say that you can visit, but you have to be 100% fully vaccinated. There's a lot of hoops to jump through now to visit. So essentially, once you're there, you're kind of isolated.
I'm sorry it's that way, Kirsty, because I knew it was more difficult for families. And yes, if you think about families who are alone, who don't have people, and they're, as you mentioned, isolated, they are out of contact with others. And that's a very, very difficult situation, adding in addition to the fact that you have a major health struggle to go through.
It is. And it really takes a toll mentally, not just on the patient there, but also their caregiver. It's definitely trying for sure. In 2022. 2017 was not as bad, but of course we could go and visit, and Jake could, you know, have visitors and have things to occupy his mind. That's not the case today.
Kirsty, can we talk a little bit about the caregivers? I know mom is Sam, sure. Samantha. Mm-hmm. What type of mama is she? She's got children that are in their 20s and a son that's 12 years old. That's pretty incredible.
She is absolutely amazing. But of course, I'm a little biased, but you can ask any of her older children's friends. She has hundreds of kids that call her Mama Sam. She adopts kids, as we call it. If you've ever come in contact with her, she's your new mama. She will go out of her way to help take care of anybody.
So cancer picked the wrong person.
Oh, for sure.
When you think about someone like that who is there for her son and committed to so many others, my grandmother took care of me when I was battling a serious health illness myself as a child, and there was nobody better to be in my corner than my grandmother to take care of the needs that I had. I miss her dearly, but she was my nurse and she was there by my side through multiple surgeries and in the hospital and at home, taking care of some home health needs with my catheter and other things that I had as a child. I couldn't have comprehended at that time how important she was, but I was the same age as Jacob. I was 12. I was in the 7th grade. I believe that's about the grade that Jacob would be in. He may be in 8th. But I was,
he's in sixth grade.
Sixth grade. Okay. I was in the seventh grade. And so about the same time period that I was going through what I had to go through. But it's so important to have those people rally around you. And I know that beyond your mom, you've had other people who have stepped in to be real supporters during this time.
Yes, my dad, he's a truck driver for Patrick Industries in Decatur. And they have been, both of my parents' jobs are absolutely amazing. Patrick Industries has allowed Dad to take off work as he needed to be with Jake when Jake wants him. Now, financially, it's not always the best option, but the way that we look at it, the job will always be there.
That's
and
right.
As awful as it is to say, sometimes we don't know the outcomes, and Jake may not be. So it's easier just to go to Jake. If it's what Jake wants, we're going to figure out how to make it happen, no matter what that may entail.
And Jacob has fought this battle, as we mentioned before, 2017, mm-hmm. and then those months that he was at St. Jude, he fought Burkitt's leukemia. He won that battle. He returned home February 2018. And then mm-hmm. a five-year checkup came up on September the 9th. And that's when the news broke that Jacob, once again, the cancer had returned.
Yes, sir. And it was definitely very unexpected. There was no signs, no symptoms, no nothing. He was supposed to go for a checkup. He had a baseball game, was supposed to go for a checkup and come back. And he's been home since, but he can't obviously play sports or, you know, go to school. He had just started back to school this year. He's been doing virtual because of COVID. And so it kind of, once his world started going back to normal, it crashed again.
How did he take it?
Not very well. I mean, I guess as well as any person or any 12-year-old would have. He asked why a lot. And that's something you don't really have the answer for.
No, we don't. A young person asking, why me? Why do I have to go through this again after fighting that battle as a young child and all the dreams and goals ahead that a 12-year-old has? I remember those goals and dreams and playing sports myself, and friends you have, the loved ones you want to be around and see, and you find yourself cut off from all of those things suddenly.
Yes, his friends, you know, he started making friends again and being able to hang out with those friends, and now it's kind of, even when he does come home, he can't see anybody. Because he's at such a high risk for infection that we have to kind of still keep everybody away.
I understand.
It's definitely not a situation that I would want to see anybody else in.
Right now, folks, we're talking to Kirsty Marie Terry from Trinity, Alabama. We're talking about her 12-year-old brother, Jacob Delaney, also from Trinity. July 4th, 2017, he was sent to St. Jude, where on July the 5th, at age 6, he was diagnosed with Burkitt's leukemia. He has that battle now again after being re-diagnosed September the 9th at his 5-year checkup, and he's back at St. Jude. When we come back, we'll have Kirsty share how you can help this family. I'm following Jacob journey, and you can follow this page as well. It's actually a group. You can follow the group. You can join the group, Jake's Jacob, J-A-K-O-B, Journey. That's where I'm at, and I hope you'll join me, and I hope you'll stick with us as we continue this conversation. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
We can make a difference. All we have to do is try. Every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
For the barbecue lovers in your life, you can give the perfect gift of Bob Sykes Barbecue books, sauce, and gift cards. Available for purchase at Bob Sykes Barbecue in Bessemer, Alabama, or you can purchase online at bobsykes.com. That's Bob Sykes Barbecue in Bessemer, Alabama.
Athens Bible School is accredited by Advance Ed, a member of the National Alliance of Concurrent Enrollment Partnerships, and is a satellite campus of Calhoun Community College. For more information, call 256-232-3525 or visit our website at athensbibleschool.org.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes. For those of us who are directly responsible for the care of loved ones, we want to do the very best we can to take care of them. This is where estate planning is so important. With estate planning, you can still take care of your loved ones even when you're gone. I encourage you to make a plan by going to BamaEstatePlanning.com. Harlan Mitchell has all the tools you need to make a solid plan for your family, just like I did. That's BamaEstatePlanning.com. Make a plan and do it today. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers.
This is Cora White inviting you to tune in every Saturday to Cora's Corner on the Mark White Show.
Welcome back to the Mark White Show. We're talking about a young man named Jacob Delaney. He's 12 years old, and he's currently battling Burkitt's leukemia at St. Jude in Memphis, Tennessee. And I have on the line with me his sister, Kirstie Marie Terry, from Trinity, Alabama. Welcome back to the show, Kirstie.
Thank you.
This is a tough conversation to have because we're talking about a young man who is athletic, who has dreams and goals and ambitions, has friends and loved ones who care about him, and here he is at St. Jude. He had no idea this was going to happen. He's battled the cancer before in 2017, 2018. He was sent home, and here he is in 2022, re-diagnosed with cancer, Burkitt's leukemia. It's just a shock to family and friends, neighbors, the community, because I'm sure when he was a six-year-old, the community in Trinity, Alabama, and the surrounding area rallied around the family and did exactly what folks do during that time. And then it's, well, we've got to rally the troops again. We have to bring people back in because the family needs help.
And I have to say, our community is great. I could not ask to live in a better community. We definitely could not do it without the help of others.
And that's an amazing thing to have a community like Trinity to step in, people who love and care about your family, who know Mama Sam and know Dad and your family through their reputation, and they want to help Jacob. They know that he's struggling right now. And I think that's really important, is to make sure that Jacob knows that we're here to support him. We're in his corner. He now has the Mark White Show in his corner to try to help. And he had all of you prior to that. And it's so important that this guy knows that he has a team of people that are ready, willing, and able to help him.
It is important for him. When he was six, of course, he didn't really understand. He knew something was wrong. But now at the age of 12, he does understand. And so for him to have support is a really big thing. He likes to know that people are wearing his t-shirts or wearing his bracelets to kind of help support him and know that he's not alone in this journey.
You just mentioned t-shirts and bracelets. What are some other things that you think would help Jacob during this time that someone could do for him to show that they care?
Well, I mean, he has his Amazon wish list, and he will be at St. Jude during the holidays. He was at St. Jude in 2017 during the holidays, so this is our second set of holidays without him. My mom, they do have a Venmo and Cash App, PayPal. You know, that would be another thing to help Jacob. He wants our dad to be there with him through all of this. He wants him there through March. But unfortunately, bills at home do not stop. And so it's a struggle trying to get Jake to understand that dad cannot be there for 3 months straight. He has to come home and work at some point to pay the bills.
That's hard.
And it is hard. And it's not only hard on my parents to try to figure out how to make it happen. They want to keep Jake happy. Once he starts his bone marrow transplant, he will be in the hospital for a minimum of 30 days. After he leaves the bone marrow transplant unit, he will not be allowed to leave Memphis for a minimum of 120 days. So for him to see our dad has to go there and stay. There is no Jake coming home to see him on the weekends or, you know, anything of that nature. Jake cannot leave Memphis at all. So he wants dad to be there through March. He wants dad to be there through the whole thing. And it just, we're going to try to make that happen one way or another. And that would really help Jake mentally for dad to be there with him.
I understand. That's home. He's bringing home as much as possible to St. Jude Hospital.
Correct. Yes. It's as much home as possible. Even if Jake really wanted to have visitors, I said, you know, previously everybody has to be fully vaccinated, but then there's also so many hoops to jump through. And so nobody can get in the hospital except immediate family. His nieces and nephews can't even get in the hospital to see him. Parents and siblings, that's absolutely it. So it's,
and that's to keep him alive. Obviously we wouldn't be going to St. Jude, and we wouldn't do this to ourselves and isolate ourselves from people if we didn't believe that St. Jude could help us get better. And this hard road that Jacob's on right now, what we hope and pray for is that at the end of this journey, he's able to be home and be with nieces and nephews and all the different loved ones but it's a sacrifice. It's a huge sacrifice to say, okay, we believe that St. Jude is going to help us, and so we're willing to give all of this up right now to have the long-term benefits of St. Jude helping Jacob.
It is. It's a very big sacrifice. It's a sacrifice for everybody. Not only mom, dad, and Jake. It's a sacrifice for the whole family. We all kind of have to sacrifice holidays and, you know, like personally, I have to sacrifice. I can't call my mom every 15, 20 minutes if I need something. I can't call her just to chat. They may be in an appointment or that sometimes they don't sleep at night because Jake's hooked to he's hooked to a line and it may beep all night and they may not sleep at night and they may sleep during the day. So there's a lot of sacrifices that go into it. But at the end of the day, they're all worth it.
And while your family's making big sacrifices, you're asking listeners, you're asking people who hear about Jacob's journey to make small sacrifices, to purchase t-shirts, purchase bracelets, to to make a donation, to send a card to Jacob.
Yes. Jake absolutely loves getting mail. It definitely brightens his day when he goes to the mailbox and there's a card in there. Or they call it the mail room, but he loves going down there and telling him his name and apartment number, and he's got mail. It's the little things like a simple card in the mail that make him happy.
I know it meant a lot to me. I still have the box with the cards and letters that I received back in 1991.
He still has his from the first round, so I'm sure he'll keep all of them from the second round too.
They mean a lot. The people who reach out and send those cards and letters, you know that there are people out there, especially when you're as isolated as Jacob is right now, to be able to open those cards and letters, and even from schoolmates, from those who he has interacted with in sports, to have all of those people send him their love and care and kindness and compassion, that's a huge thing for a 12-year-old.
It really is. A lot of people don't think that 12-year-old boys care, but I can promise you deep down they do.
And I can attest to that.
They do care.
So, Kirsty, let's share how people can connect with Jake's journey. I want people, obviously, to join the group. It's a little bit difficult with the name because it's Jake's, J-A-K-E apostrophe S, and then Jacob, J-A-K-O-B, journey. And that is a public group, currently 779 members. We want to see that cross 1,000 quickly. And
that would be great.
I think it would be too. That's a good goal, isn't it?
It's a great goal.
And then within the group, people can see the Cash App. They can see Venmo. They can see PayPal. They can see the Amazon wish list. They can see the mailing address, which is Jacob Delaney, J-A-K-O-B Delaney, D-E-L-A-N-E-Y, 1811 Poplar Avenue, apartment 322, Memphis, Tennessee, 38104, where people can send letters. And then these different links that people can support your brother right now, Kirsty.
Yeah. There's every update gets posted in the group. There's fundraisers posted. The group is a great place to be to support Jake.
Well, I'm there, you're there, a lot of other people are there right now, and we want listeners to be there with us. That's important, that people who are listening right now say, you know what, I want to support Jacob during this time, and I want to help this family. I want Dad to be at St. Jude with Jacob. I want Mom to continue to be able to do what she's doing and not have the financial fear that comes with that of, well, how are we going to pay our bills if we're here at St. Jude? And that can be alleviated by a lot of people coming together to help.
Yes, even a dollar. I mean, I know it sounds crazy, but even a dollar helps. It's small amounts add up.
For those who want to know, Venmo is Jake's Army. That's at Jake's Army. The Cash App is $SAMWDELANEY. And the PayPal is Jake's Army, the number 2. And then the Amazon wish list is located within the group. So I do encourage people to go to Jake's Jacob Journey, Jacob with a K, and follow this effort, be a part of this effort. And Kirsty, it means so much that you as a sister have come on today to share about your brother, to share about the needs of your family. It's not easy to have this conversation, but you did it. And I feel like this is going to help not only Jake, but it's going to help a lot of people who need some comfort right now and need to know that there are a lot of people supporting your family.
Yes, and I greatly appreciate you having me on the show. It means a lot. It means a lot that people are willing to help and support Jake. I think that means the most.
Kirsty, thank you again for joining me here on the Mark White Show today.
Yes, sir. Thank you for having me.
Folks, it's now in your hands. You know Jacob's story. You have an opportunity now to help this family from Trinity, Alabama, and I hope you will. We're recognizing difference makers and sharing their stories to encourage and inspire here on The Mark White Show. And I want you to follow The Mark White Show Facebook and Instagram, where you'll hear stories like Jake's and you can find out how you can make a difference. I want you to follow The Mark White Show podcast wherever you get your podcast. Subscribe. That's how you'll hear the different Make a Difference minutes and full shows that I do. I work very hard to try to help a lot of people, and I want you to be a part of this team. You have been listening to another edition of The Mark White Show, and this is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
There are moments in life you wish you could capture forever. Alabama the Beautiful is a new online magazine that preserves images from sweet home Alabama. Yours anytime, online, every month. Where the eye captures the moment, and it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out alabamathebeautifulmagazine.com.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still Your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
The Dependable Service Center.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
And gentle people who shout a friendly hi when they go passing by, who live and love in my hometown. Ah, these are my kind of people.